let's talk about people pleasing. Not in the I just like helping people kind of way, but the deep gut level urge to make everyone happy, even if it's at your own expense. If you've ever said yes while screaming no inside, or felt like your worth depended on how useful, agreeable, or likable you were, this one's for you. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 9th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Diga, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. Because people pleasing isn't just a personality type, it's not your nature, it's a pattern, a coping mechanism, and a learned behavior that probably started way earlier than you realize, and you deserve to unlearn it. So what is people pleasing really? Well, let's start with what people pleasing isn't. It's not kindness, it's not generosity, and it's not being a team player. Those things come from a place of fullness, of choosing to help or support because it feels right. People pleasing is different. It's the urge to be what others need, even if it costs you your peace. It's often rooted in fear, the fear of being rejected, criticized, left out, seen as too much or not enough. It looks like this. If you say yes to plans you don't want to, if you apologize when you've done nothing wrong, if you rehearse texts before sending them, smile when you're upset, or if you're constantly exhausted from managing how others feel around you, it's sneaky. Because from the outside, people pleasers often seem chill, helpful, and dependable. But inside, there's this storm of anxiety, resentment, and pressure. Where does people pleasing come from, though? Here's the thing, we're not born this way. No baby is born thinking, I need to earn love by being agreeable. We learn it, usually early, usually for a reason. Maybe you grew up in a family where love felt conditional. Maybe the only time you felt safe or seen was when you were good, quiet, and helpful. Maybe conflict wasn't allowed or was terrifying. Maybe you felt like you had to earn your place. Or maybe you learned that being low maintenance kept the peace. Sometimes people pleasing starts when a child has to take care of emotionally unavailable or chaotic adults, or when they're praised for being so mature while ignoring their own needs. That kind of emotional neglect teaches you that it's your job to make others feel okay, even if you don't. People pleasing is sort of like a protection. You adapt to avoid the pain of disappointment, rejection, or conflict. It's not because you are weak. It's because you are strong enough to survive something hard. And the cost of being a people pleaser? The worst part is, it works, at least for a while. People like you, you avoid drama and you feel in control. But over time, people pleasing wears you down. It disconnects you from your own wants, needs, and identity. You forget what actually makes you happy. You don't trust your gut, and you struggle to make decisions. You feel anxious all the time. You bottle things up until they explode or turn into burnout, resentment, even physical illness. People pleasing says, if everyone is okay, I'll be okay. But what about you? Who takes care of you when you're too busy taking care of everyone else? So here's the truth. You're not too much. You're not selfish for having needs. And you don't owe everyone access to you. You don't have to shrink yourself to be loved. Unlearning people-pleasing starts with allowing yourself to take up space. That means saying no without over-explaining and letting people be disappointed. Setting boundaries, even if it's uncomfortable, and checking in with what you want, not what will make others like you more. At first, it might seem selfish or even mean. But that's just because you've spent so long believing your worth is tied to how useful, agreeable, or low maintenance you are. But your worth, it's already there, and you don't have to earn it. So healing from people-pleasing isn't becoming rude or cold, though. It's about becoming real, honest, and aligned. So practice saying no, even to small things, and really builds trust with yourself. Another thing that really helped me is pausing before agreeing and ask yourself, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to make this decision? And you could also try journaling your feelings or talking to someone you trust instead of suppressing them. And notice when you apologize unnecessarily. Try replacing it with gratitude instead, like thanks for waiting instead of sorry I'm late. And set tiny boundaries, even if it's as small as turning your phone off after 9 p.m. And definitely start checking in with your own body. Tight shoulders, clenched jaw, that's your body trying to tell you something. And most importantly, be gentle with yourself. People-pleasing didn't form overnight, and it won't disappear overnight either. So something I've also learned is that real kindness has boundaries, so we need to redefine what it means to be nice. Real generosity is a choice, not an obligation, so real love doesn't require self-abandonment. Being nice shouldn't mean abandoning yourself to avoid making waves. It should mean being honest, respectful, and present with others and with yourself. So next time your instinct is to say yes without thinking, pause and ask if I'm doing this out of love or out of fear. You deserve a life that feels good on the inside, not just one that looks good from the outside. And a lot of people might still be wondering where the link between people-pleasing and burnout is. Well, if we're being honest here, constantly monitoring how everyone else feels can get really exhausting, and it is exhausting. People-pleasing doesn't just drain your energy, it often leads to full-blown emotional burnout. Think about it. You're saying yes to every favor, taking on work that isn't yours, and holding back on your own emotions just to keep the peace. Over time, that builds up. What does this kind of burnout look like, though? You may feel resentful and not know the reason for it, and no matter how much sleep you get, you always feel super tired and like no one truly sees you. And maybe you fantasize about disappearing or running away to another state or country for a while just to get a break. And that's not dramatic. That's your brain and your body saying that we can't keep doing this. Because burnout is also a boundary issue, and I do want to get more into depth on this topic in another episode. But to keep it kind of short in this episode, when you constantly override your own limits to meet everyone else's needs, something has to give, and that shouldn't be you. So you need to start checking in and find out where you're feeling drained and where you're saying yes out of fear and not desire. Those answers are the start of healing from people-pleasing and from burnout. So definitely one of the scariest parts of breaking out of the people-pleasing pattern in order to reclaim your inner voice is realizing you're not totally sure what you want anymore, because you've spent so much time trying to be what others expect. So what's left? So here is where your real work begins. Tune in to your own thoughts, needs, and opinions again. That part of you that has always been there is quietly waiting for permission to speak up. So start small. Ask yourself, what do I actually feel right now? But give yourself some time before answering that request. And make sure you reconnect with activities that make you feel like you again. Whether it's writing, walking, music, silence, and movement. And if you're journaling, journal honestly. No filter, no fixing. And when that voice inside you finally speaks, listen. Even if it whispers at first. Because the goal of healing isn't to become someone new. It's to return to who you were before You felt like you had to earn love through pleasing. You're not broken, you're remembering. And you're allowed to exist as a full person, not just a people-pleasing one. So if this episode resonated with you, I hope that you know that you are enough. Even when you say no, you are worthy. Even when you take up space, and you are loved. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Keep Calm and Mental Health On. You can be found on Instagram at Keep Calm Mental Health On and Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. Next episode, we'll talk about how the rebrand era and the messiness of glow-ups caused identity shifts that may be more harmful than helpful. So until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity. This is a DT reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.